Northside today, 90.3 near FM, playing Fresh by Cool and the Gang. Now, over 4,100 people from many organisations, I beg your pardon, they've signed the letter in support of the many children and young people growing up undocumented. In Ireland, of course. So on Tuesday, campaigners delivered the letter to Leinster House, calling on the Minister for Justice and Equality to provide a pathway to residency for them. So I'm now joined by Mairead McDevitt. She's from Migrant Rights Centre Ireland to tell us more about it. Good afternoon, Mairead, and thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me. Delighted to be with you this morning.
You're welcome. Mairead, it's believed there are roughly between 2,000 and 3,000 undocumented migrant children in Ireland. First of all, Mairead, tell us about their rights in terms of, you know, education, training, or to even legally enter the workforce.
Great point to start off on. Basically, if you are an undocumented child or young person, your rights, your basic fundamental human rights are extremely limited. And your opportunity to realise your human rights are extremely limited. So basically, if you are a child or a young person growing up in Ireland, you have access to primary and secondary education. But basically, what we see is that the reality of growing up undocumented becomes all the more apparent in the second level school cycle, and then after secondary school, because basically you do not have the right to work, you can't access third level education because you are undocumented and there is no state support available to you, you can't travel, you can't fully participate in society and in life like your peers, your friends, who are going on into third level, going on to other, even PLC courses, other training, because a lot of these institutions require you to have legal status in the country. And it's not just about education and work and travel. It's also about mental health and general health and even, for example, reporting crimes. So say, for example, if you are a child who's been a victim of abuse or a crime, or a young person who's been a victim of a crime, the fear of reporting to authorities, seeking help, actually, you'd be afraid of exposing you and your family to the authorities, actually stops you from reporting. And we know this for a fact. We know that this is true, you know. And also in terms of accessing general health care, a lot of people feel that if they go to a hospital or their doctor, that they might be reported. And, you know, this is about basic fundamental human rights. This is about safety and security. And essentially, that is what we are asking for the Minister for Justice and Equality to do, is to make it safe for these children and young people in the home they know and love.
Yes, and to carry the burden, you know, of an uncertain future. That must have a very, very serious impact on their mental health. And as you just mentioned,
absolutely,
access to medical. Yeah. I mean, that's a terrible issue, isn't it? MRCI, they carried out a survey of 185 undocumented children earlier this year. What did the survey reveal in terms of, you know, those born in and outside of Ireland?
Well, it was really interesting. This is the first survey of its kind in Ireland, and as you can imagine, you know, this particular part of our population is very, very hard to kind of capture the data. But essentially, 108 parents filled out a survey, an anonymous confidential survey, and there was 185 children in that. Of those, almost two-thirds, 68%, were born in Ireland, and 32% were born outside of Ireland. Of those children born in Ireland, 58% of them have been here for over 5 years, and 20% have been here over 10 years. And then of those children and young people who came to Ireland as young children, 78% of them, almost 80% of them, have been here for more than 5 years, some as up as 16 plus years. So these are children and young people who were growing up in Ireland, in communities and schools up and down the country. There's Irish as URI, you know, like they have no opportunity, no pathway to residency, despite being born here, despite having spent their formative years. These are Irish educated children and young people. And it is just an absolute waste of talent, potential, you know. It's just, how can the government stand by and leave these children and young people living in limbo? Just also to mention, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child actually called for action on this in 2016 and made recommendations to Ireland, and they have yet to act on this. So I'm sure, as you know, a week, a month, a year is a really long time in a young person's life. They cannot wait for the next general election. change has to happen now.
Yes, and actually anyone who's undocumented, they cannot even travel outside of the country either.
No. You can't travel, you've no right to work, you've no support in the state, so you don't have access to social welfare because you don't have legal residency. A lot of these children with their parents would work in kind of like very unregulated sectors, very low paid sectors, you know, working 2-3 jobs just to keep a roof over their head, you know, and not being able to contribute in the way they want to. And these children, like, there was a young woman who said that her dream is to go to college and get a degree and find a job, only to find out that she can't actually go to college. So it's not fair that their lives are being put on hold.
What's your view, Mairead, on the Taoiseach's comments last week in the Dáil? He said they would not be deported. It will be correct to regularise them. However, we need to just get it right.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, we welcome the Taoiseach's statement. This is the first time that the Taoiseach has ever said anything like this on record in the Dáil. So we do welcome it. And we are absolutely willing and open to work with him and the Department of Justice and Equality to make sure that they get this right, because it's really important that we leave no one behind. You know, whatever that they introduce, that it ensures that no child or young person grows up undocumented. Because if it's a short-term thing, then you're always going to have children and young people who are left outside. Why should it be just for a select few and not others? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And on a positive side, there was some good news for a 19-year-old Mauritian on Tuesday, wasn't it? She was granted the right to remain. She got her papers through the 2018 student scheme, and her name is Diksha. Just tell us a little bit about her situation, because I know, I think she was founder member of the youth group Young, Paperless and Powerful.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's a young woman that I've had the absolute privilege and honour to work with for the past almost 2 years. So Diksha and her family basically applied under the student scheme, which was a scheme that the government opened last year. For anyone that had a particular visa during a particular time, were able to actually access and apply for their status. So they were one of the very lucky people to actually get their status. Diksha now, you know, she's amazing. She is deeply involved in lots of youth clubs and youth spaces around Dublin. She'd be quite well known. She's a very charismatic person. She was actually head girl in her school just last year, you know, and she's very, very outspoken about the impact of this on growing up undocumented, the impact it has on your mental health. You're literally stunted. Like, as she said, it's not just a bird in a cage. You're a bird, but your wings are clipped, you know. But now she is in a position to actually talk about it as a documented young person. So it's, you know, it was a very, very emotive and proud moment for us for her to be able to tell her story. So, we were very proud of her.
Tell us about the 2018 student scheme anyway. How does it work?
So basically, the 2018 student scheme was essentially opened to anyone who had come in on... The scheme is now closed, unfortunately. It was basically opened for 3 to 4 months. From October to January of last year. Essentially, anyone that has come in that had a student visa from 2005 to 2010, them and their families were able to apply for status under this scheme. So I'm not quite sure of the figures as it stands right now, but I believe that about under 2,000 people were able to get their status as a result of this. As a result of the student scheme.
Okay, and what kind of a reaction are you expecting from the minister, and how soon do you think he might act?
He actually, in the Dáil himself a couple of weeks ago, John, he basically said that, you know, he is open to working with us on this issue, you know, and we would really, really like to see an agreement, to see something in before the next general election, because these Tirunian people cannot wait for the next government. You know, as I said before, like a week or a month is a really, really long time in a young person's life. And this, the group Young, Paperless and Powerful have actually been campaigning for this for 4 years now. And here we are handing in a letter. And we want to reassure him that he has support, not only the general public, but like some very interesting allies signed this letter. teachers' unions, students' unions, children's rights organisations, youth rights organisations, a really broad, diverse network of allies and supporters signed this letter. So we're really calling on him to act on it now. He has the support of it. So let's do something. Let's do something for these children and young people. Let's get it right, as Taoiseach says, let's get it done before the next general election.
Excellent. Right, so we're going to leave it at that, Mairead. And thanks again for joining us today. Talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Best to you, and take care. Best of luck with everything.
Time.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, that was Mairead McDevitt from Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland. She was talking about recent support for undocumented children in Ireland.